Today's daf was Yuma daf Mem Zayin. The Mishnah, it's the first daf of the fifth parak of Maseches Yuma. The Mishnah tells us that the Kohen Gadol now walks in with the Ketores, so he's holding the Ketores, the spoon or the ladle with the Ketores in his left hand, a shovel full of coals in his right hand. So the Gemara says, why does he have to put the Ketores in a spoon? He's got to pick it up with his hand, so what's it doing in a ladle in the first place? So the Gemara says, because once he gets inside, he's not going to be able to hold a shovel of coals and a hands full of Ketores in any respectful way. He can't do it with his teeth, he can't hold it with his mouth, because that would be a very disrespectful way to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam by doing something with his mouth. So he has to hold it easily, so we put it in a ladle. The Gemara then tells us that it's a little bit strange that the coals are in his right hand, and the Ketores, which is really the Iker, is in his left hand. Yitziva ba'ara v'giyura b'shmei shemaya. It's like treating your citizens as second-class citizens and foreigners as the first-class citizens. The coals are much less important than the Ketores themselves. So the Gemara says there are two reasons why we do that. Either because the Ketores is less in volume than the coals, or because it's cold and the coals are hot, so you need the right hand to hold that which is bigger and that which is hotter. Then the Gemara tells stories of Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, who was a Kohen Gadol. He had very, very large hands. He was able, with Melech Chafnov, he was able to hold four kavin of Ketores, and he attributed that to very strong genes and his mother's nutrition during pregnancy when she was pregnant with him. He became tamei once from the saliva of a non-Jew who he was talking to, and his brother took over for him as Kohen Gadol that day, and his mother at such nachas, she got to see two of her children be Kohen Gadol on the very same day. And then the Gemara tells us something else about his mother, that Kimchis had seven sons who all became Kohanim Gadolim. And the Chacham asked her, what did you do to be Zoche Lekach? The Marsha says they knew that the father was a nobody, so it wasn't anything that he did. So it was the mother. What did you do to be Zoche Lekach, to have seven sons that were Kohanim Gadolim? So she said, Miyamei Laro Koros Besi Kalei Sari, that even the walls of my house never saw my hair uncovered. She had such sneos, and that's what she attributed, having seven Kohanim Gadolim. The Gemara then goes on to discuss whether we can use a kli for measuring the Ketores, and the Gemara says you can't really prove it one way or the other from the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says v'kachay samidasa, it's unclear exactly what the Mishnah means. The Gemara tells us how we would do a kamitza for a carbon mincha. It would be exactly three fingers full. When you're using flour, you don't need to wipe off the extra because it just falls off on its own. But if it's already been fried or it's already been baked in some way, then you would need to do the avoda kashish of a migdash, the very difficult job of wiping off the extra from the kamitza of the carbon mincha. The Gemara discusses what happens if parts of the carbon mincha get stuck in between the fingers. Does that have a din of the kamitza, which is inside of the hand, or the din of the shirayim, which is outside of the hand? So the Gemara says, Hadar Pashli Yoshua ben Azah, Beina Binayim Safek Ninhu. They finally came to the conclusion that it's a Safek. We have no idea. So the Gemara says, so since we have no idea, the best thing to do is to get a Kohen with really chubby fingers, with really fat fingers, and that way nothing will get stuck in between the fingers. His fingers will be too fat for anything to get stuck in between. That would always be the best thing to do. And then toward the end of the daf, the Gemara just raises several sveikos about exactly how we do the kmitza and exactly how the Kohen Gadol takes Melech Chafnav on Yom HaKippurim, and leaves all those sveikos as a teku.